But yeah, those are my concerns. Hello, this is Grant from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Grant, it's Andy.
Oh, hey, Andy, how's it going?
Thank God. How's it going by you?
Oh, it's going all right. Winding down today. We're over here in San Diego. And so, yeah, it's just a little slow and figured I'd reach out to you and, just start a little rapport.
I actually spoke to you. Well, I got a call from you. Someone actually named Soraya.
She had mentioned that you guys had called, and when you guys did call, we were just at one of our busiest times. You know, we're growing really fast and have been having some record months, and so I just couldn't find the time to reach back out to you guys, but you know, we've had you guys in mind, and I've been wanting to make this call, and now that things have slowed down, I'm reaching out.
Okay, awesome. I appreciate that. So I can go into a sales pitch, which am I boring as hell. But just real quick, just so not sure how much you know about us, we've been doing now for over 6 years.
For how many years? I'm sorry. It's kind of you sound a little distant on the phone.
Hold on.
There you go.
Readjust my headset. How does that sound?
Perfect. Very clear.
So I said, New Era's been around a little bit, 2.5 years.
Okay.
We all actually came from other places in the industry. The founder of New Era actually was also the founder of Pearl Capital.
Okay.
He was one of the first partners bought out before they sold.
All right.
And he decided to open New Era. That was about 3.5 years ago.
All right.
The back end guys are all, so our underwriters are all former Second Source employees. I'm not sure if you know who that is.
No, I don't. All right.
How long have you been in the industry, if I may ask?
Me personally or Cardiff?
Either one.
I'll tell you both. So, Cardiff has been around, I believe, since about 01. Back in 01, they were just a small equipment finance company, and we just did equipment finance back then. And, you know, starting around 2010, Cardiff began to do a little bit of working capital too, and now working capital has kind of shifted to be the majority of our portfolio when contrasting it to equipment finance.
There's
just more volume, and even, you know, working capital's almost taken over equipment in some regards, just because it's such an easy process. So that's how long Cardiff's been around. We've been growing a lot lately with the working capital product, like I mentioned. Been using it for the past 5-6 years. I've been here since June of 2015, so a year and a handful of months, and we've been growing really fast, adding on some new lenders, and we're kind of looking to try and fill some gaps right now that we have. We're working, for example, like with Everest and Knight, and we just would like to maybe add more people to kind of that range of lender, because we're having with stacking and such.
Okay,
go ahead.
So, like, just for example, so you mentioned Everest and Knight.
Just
to also give you a heads up, so the guys who I work for, so I personally have been in the industry for 3 years. I actually started off my career in MCAs at a company known as Pearl Capital. That's where I got started.
Yeah. We have them as a partner, actually.
I'm sorry?
We have Pearl as a partner, actually. So, yeah, we're familiar.
No, I actually know that. I actually remember when you guys were working with Pearl. I believe you were working with Sarah. Very possibly
yeah.
You still are. I'm actually good friends with Sarah.
It's correct. Yeah, no, we still work with Sarah. She's great.
I think there was someone called Leslie. I don't know.
Leslie, yeah. Leslie is the older credit analyst. She no longer works here. We've grown a lot since then.
She used to be Sarah's in-house rep at Bank of America.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I don't know how long she's been, but that's when I remember, when I first saw your name.
Okay.
When I left Pearl for 30 days, I wasn't allowed to go after any ISOs, so I don't know, because I'm stupid, I actually honored it. but here we are 2+ years later, you know. You guys reaching out to me. I spoke to Soraya, like I said, in April. I kind of scared her off, or let me rephrase it. I know I kind of scared her off with telling her that if she doesn't feel she can fund 10 deals a month, we're not really looking to sign up ISOs. I can't do that.
Yeah, I think
that
was
went
definitely part
downhill
of
from
it.
there.
Uh-huh.
I think it all went downhill from there. So just to give you an overview about us, so Danny, Saul, and Zach have actually all been in the industry since 2005. They started at a company called Second Source. They were one of the first ISO shops as an actual ISO shop. All they were looking to do was MCAs. They weren't looking to do any leasing. There was no such thing as a ACH deal when they got in. It was just credit card rollbacks. You sold the guy the terminal, you got your, you know, you sold him some BS rate, and you got your residuals on the terminal as well as you made your commission. These guys have been in it forever. I joined the party a little bit too late, I guess. I'm not sure.
Well,
I'd be worth a lot more if I joined it when they did. I'll tell you
yeah.
that much. That being said, yeah, we are a we wait. Okay, so now let's go back to what we're looking for and what we kind of, where we may fill a void or help you out. We see ourselves as a
Absolutely.
very strong A minus B plus funder. In
Okay.
order to, I know you saw the email. We are paying up to 13 points. We very, you know, we'll very gladly pay you up to 13 points. 13 points is going to be the max upsell. We don't have the same max upsell like Knight. Knight's going to start you off at a 1.5 of the max upsell being 12 points. We're going to, you're going to get an offer underwritten by us. You know, you're gonna, you might as well, you're pretty much going to be starting at a 1.30, paying 1 point with a max upsell of 13 points being at a 1.49. We're not going to be able to pay the same rates as them. However, to my knowledge, a company like Knight Capital, it has a max funding term of 132 days.
Yeah, that's all right.
Our
That's
max,
right.
our we our max funding term is 150 days. So
Okay.
that does, I understand it's a higher factor. You're selling someone on. You're also extending the term where, plays itself out into the same thing.
Okay, yeah,
So
I
now I'll
mean
be able to give you an
that's
extra
good.
20 days, adding an extra full payment month. Yes, you have to upsell it an extra few points, but the daily payment's almost going to be the same, and it's, or it's probably going to be lower, and it's going to make it a lot easier. I don't know Max's, Knight's max funding amount. Our max funding amount is 275. So that's also something I believe there's maybe 250 or
It's 250.
yeah, so it is a little bit over theirs. We're not going to be, I guess the way I always realized, you can tell the difference between funders and ISOs, or ISOs tell you we can fund anywhere from 5,000 to 5 million. They're just looking to co-broker your deal, and actual funders do have set hard, smaller caps. I mean, we're not a BFS. I can't fund someone $500,000. I'm going to be a little
Yeah.
bummed.
Well, that's fine, you know. I think the amount that you have is still pretty strong, so your max funding
We
amount,
are not
that
hedge fund backed.
Okay.
Another thing. So as a result, being that we're not hedge fund backed, we do offer syndication. As a
Great.
syndicator, you can take up to 50% of your deal. You cannot take more. Don't want to. We're all put money in the pot. We all came here with money, and we're all, funding our own deals. There's no
Okay.
bank involved. There's no hedge fund involved. If you actually spoke to everyone in the company, you say, okay, that's just who's putting the money into my deals. It's that simple.
Okay.
So we're 13 people strong. We don't need to have a lot of people, in my opinion. If you're doing it, if you're doing your job right, you don't need to, kill yourself.
Yeah, understood. So let me ask you this then. When you're in your guys' portfolio of funded deals, would you say that majority of them are first positions, or are a lot of your guys'
Majority,
position
okay.
stacks?
The majority of our deals are positions. And I'll tell you the truth is, between you and me, I don't want your first position deals. You're going to get paid considerably more if you work with like an OnDeck, Can Capital, BFS,
Yep.
Rapid, any of those guys.
Good.
I'm not
'Cause we work
paying
with all
you
those guys, so
on a 1.30. I would say
Okay,
I'm not paying points on a 1.30 or like a 1.28. I actually want to make money on my syndication. And that's where I'm
Yeah.
making my money. It's on my syndication. You know?
And you said that most of your positions are
That's.
seconds? Most of your loans are seconds?
Yes, not loans. Very bad, tricky word in this industry.
Oh.
Most of our advances are seconds. Yes, sir.
Yes, advances. Okay, good, good. And that's literally what we're looking for mostly right now. I'm kind of glad that you opened up with the fact that you're not trying to get too much first position business, because that's right now where we're the strongest, where our holes are working with
No,
Everest and
you'd be
Knight.
sending us offers, you'd be sending us deals. Honestly, in my opinion, and doing personal, I think I actually have a pretty understandable opinion, is we're going to pull credit because we do on every deal, and then you're going to get BFS pulling credit, and BFS is going to call you, say, hey, you send it to New Era. They're going to call us, hey, we're ready to fund, or you guys funding. And it just ends up, we're going to make you possibly even stronger. Like, but we don't use the same calculators. Like a Can Capital is gonna, a person is gonna be doing 35K a month, and they're gonna give you a 18-month, $28,000 offer. We don't work that way. That's not. We don't have some magical algorithm that makes no sense. We actually have a guy looking at each file, saying, okay, here's their volume, here's their average daily combined. We're willing to take 20% of their volume, 10% is already being taken, so we're willing to take an extra 20% on this file. We're ready to take 25% on this file. It's normally within, a second position, willing to take up to 30% of the average dailies slash revenue. And we're not trying to put someone out of business. They're already making daily payments. We're going to obviously offer daily payments as well. We do also offer credit card splits with IPS and BMS. I'm not sure if you know who they are.
No, I don't believe I do.
There's Payment Systems and Benchmark Merchant Solutions. These are two credit card companies. So if a merchant has them as a processor, and ideally between you and me, the best SICs for credit card processing deals are restaurants, hotels. Hotels do have some issues with chargebacks. Florists, some like brick and groceries, like a grocery store. These are people
Dentist.
who are doing daily transactions, credit cards every single day. We're talking, I mean, if they're a franchise, they obviously have to lock into, whoever their franchisee processes with. So they have that restriction. But we do offer, and we do, have a nice size portfolio with credit card deals as well.
That's good to know, because we don't do many MCAs, but I'd say maybe one or two a month. But we always like to have that as an option in our back pocket. I ran across one today, for example, and it was the only option for the merchant considering their bank account. So
We're lousy, probably, right?
yeah,
But
no, the
we
bank
are.
was
The restaurant's
awful.
gonna be that way. A restaurant, the guy's swiping 150K a month, but you look at his bank statements, you realize somewhere at 12:30, the chef realized, holy crap, I'm out of tomatoes, and they run to their local grocery, and because they're preaching organic, they're going to the local organic grocery, paying four times the price versus having it delivered. They didn't calculate properly, so they're actually wasting money, and they actually need a guy who, like, what's his name? Dude from Restaurant Impossible to like come over and pick it up for them.
Yeah, I
That's
feel
a
that.
separate conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
But the only way you really do that is you do that on a credit card deal. We are licensed in the state of California.
Good. Do you have any other state
So
restrictions?
there aren't any.
Beautiful.
And the reason I say there aren't any is because last time I checked, there are only 50 U.S. states. Some
Yep.
territories, such as the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, are not 50 states. They're territories. If they can have their own goddamn baseball team at the World Baseball Classics, they don't qualify as a state. That's the way I look at
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen anything from Puerto Rico or Guam or whatever you want to say, so.
No, I actually got like three email requests today. Hey, do you guys fund in Puerto Rico? No, they're not in the U.S. They're not part of the continental, or they're not in Alaska or Hawaii,
Yeah, I've been to Puerto Rico. I could see might be why it's probably best we don't do business there.
I
But
have a
yeah.
family who lived there for like 5 years.
Yeah,
I
I
would
love
never do
it.
business in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. I love the
It's a
area
great
to
vacation
visit,
place.
yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? The stores in Old San Juan, right, in the main areas, those stores, I promise you, are not asking for advances. It's
Yeah.
the stores that are not in those locations where I don't think I wouldn't even walk there, forget put money there.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, I think I have a few other questions.
Sure.
Maybe just also talk to you a little bit about Cardiff to give you a an idea of who we are and where we're trying to head. So we have about 60 employees currently, and how it works over here is we have our various marketing methods, and once we get a prospective customer, they go to our sales reps, who then send it to myself or Amy, who's my fellow credit analyst. So we share the number of deals coming in equally. So if we do start a partnership, you'll be talking to her as well. And then once we get an approval from you guys, let's say, and we decide it's the one that we'd like to go with, it then moves over to our funding department, and Amy and I will then be completely hands-off. That's when it goes to Kara and Aziz in the funding department, and then they'll be working with your team from there on out. I will say that in my experience here, when we're adding new partners, working well with myself and Amy is important, but I would argue that working with Kara and Aziz is more important. That back-end funding process, that's where we run into the most issues with our current lenders, is when they're like, oh, we missed this. Happens at night and Everest all the time. We missed this, so now we have to kill your deal last second. Oh, we missed this. Now we have to ding $20K off of the original approved amount. That's where we have a hole right now in our lender portfolio, and that's what I'm hoping we can fill here.
Well, so we're human. You know, like I said, we're not an algorithm. So we are human. So things do get missed. I would say let's put it this way. Contract back, the percentage of funding over 90%.
Okay.
Okay. We have a policy. We don't cut deals. The deal is not going to qualify if something comes up, whether it's our fault or whether something happened with the merchant. You know, there's an immediate plummet, but the merchant's claiming, hey, my ARs say I'm going to come back up. You know, if the final underwriter is looking at this file and saying something just doesn't feel right about it, we're not going to say, hey, you know, the 50K offer is now being cut down to 25, or the 100K offer is being cut down to 50. We just walk away from it, saying it's not going to qualify for 100. We won't be able to do it. And there are a few reasons why. Number one is, all excited about getting 100K, and all of a sudden we're like, hey, we can only give you 50. In our experience, and in my 2+ years here that I've seen, the likelihood of those deals going bad or giving you a hard time is considerably higher than your average deal that just funds. Be it that maybe the underwriter was right and they didn't qualify and it was cut, but maybe he didn't cut it enough, or the merchant gets angry at us because we cut their contract and they didn't get what they wanted, so they stopped payment on us. I mean, excuse me, it just happens, you know. But, you know, once we make an offer to you, you know, it's pretty much something drastic would have to happen if we got everything, you know, that. And I'll be honest with you, I'm going to tell you up front, we're not light on stips because we like to offer larger deals, so on deals, there will be steps.
So, like, when would you require financials, for example? Yeah.
When there are, I mean, I have a 75K deal going out now. So the stip list was AR summary, P&Ls, COJ, no stack, year. I mean, that's what they ask for. And that's it. I mean, I'm not going to, I don't live like an ostrich. I've been doing this long enough, and I can also tell you, it doesn't pay to bullshit. You know?
Yeah, no, I know. I get
sick
of it.
You're gonna realize it. You're gonna see through it. I'm gonna gain nothing by sitting here and blowing part of my French smoke up your ass.
Exactly.
It's not gonna get either of us anywhere. I'm gonna be very blunt about it. I know we have a heavy stip list. We do.
Okay.
And we're not gonna change it. I'm gonna be very honest with you.
Yeah, no, I'm not asking you to change how you lend.
So we do, you know. We run up against Everest all the time. Essentially, they're in our house. You know, when you're looking at, I mean, we're not competing with an IOU. So when you're looking for an IOU type of deal, send it to IOU. I'm not going to ask you to send it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
no.
give you a 125, 12-month second position deal. I'm crazy. I'm not stupid.
Yeah. Yep. No, I mean, we work literally with everyone you're talking about, and I know how they are. I know how they can be. So like I said, it sounds like you could potentially be in a position to kind of take the Cardiff, you know, Everest and Knight's share that they have in Cardiff, because like I said, we're, you know, looking to frankly replace them. They're just not quite performing to what we need. Like with at Everest, we don't even have a person to call and talk to, You know, there's not one person. There's
well,
just
so
this
if you can't
hotline.
Get me,
yeah.
If you can't get me, my phone over rolls to Leah. You know, it just rolls over to her desk. Where one of us are always available. You know, it's very rarely one of us not available because right now, I'll be honest with you, the office is gone. It's 6:35 in New York. And,
yeah.
I realize I can call you guys because it's late. I grew up in L.A. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, exactly. California. Yeah.
So I know what your time zone.
Yeah, and we get in early, you know, we make sure that we try and be available for the whole U.S. as much as we can and get deals submitted quickly in the morning
what
so that they can have answers by
in?
Tomorrow. Usually around like 7:30 here. Not terribly early, but, you know, early enough. Not like, you know, my girlfriend, for example, she gets to go to work at 9 some days. I'm like, I can't do that. There's not even a chance.
What do you mean? I was visiting my family in March, and I was up at 5.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
Emails at 5:30.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, we pride ourselves over here at Cardiff at like fast funding for our customers. So we're about, you know, having good timeliness in terms of getting approvals out. But like I said, I really think that the back end process is really where, you know, it's most important. And having a large stip list, you know, that's fine. You know, we have other lenders that have decently large stip lists. It's more about how well the funders on your end are able to communicate with our funders. And, you know, that's really what it comes down to, understanding each other's process and being easy to communicate with.
We're very easy to communicate with. We are. I actually, you know, I what happened was as follows. I'll be honest with you. Leah is actually new here. Leah actually is a friend of mine. He used to work at another funding company, whatever. That's, you know, another. That's for a night of drinks. That's not for this conversation.
Yeah.
You know, and I was getting overwhelmed, and I couldn't handle my deal flow.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you got to hire an assistant. Uh-huh. So I did. 2+ years. And I'm very comfortable, you know, asking her to handle, you know, she will make sure, she's the one who will be doing all the contracts. She's going to be on all of the stuff and all the requests that are going to come in.
I mean, Leah's going to be that good.
Good,
she's,
good.
I mean, on some days if I'm coming in late, Leah's going to be there by 9 o'clock a.m., you know. I can go on, I haven't been able to take a vacation in 2+ years. I can actually finally go on vacation.
Yeah, I know. We're looking to add on another person in our position, too, so I can do the same.
You know, my wife's like, so are we ready to go? I'm like, whoa, slow down. Not yet. We're getting there, you know. I mean, Leah's only been here since the beginning of May, so.
Yeah.
You know, but I actually, to be honest with you, I'm very comfortable with disappearing for a day, knowing everything will still be handled.
Good. I'm glad to
hear
that.
She is that good. So, you know, you guys, if you do start working with us, you know, this might happen. I actually am interviewing someone next week, someone else I've actually worked with in the past, has experience, you know, actually started off at Yellowstone, moved to Pearl, had some family emergencies, actually had to leave the country. I'm going to be adding someone else to the team as well, just because, you know, much help around as possible.
Okay.
So we're always looking to make sure that all our ISOs get the right amount of attention.
All right, good. That's always good to hear. You guys don't have any OFIs or anything like that?
I'm sorry?
Do you guys have OFIs on your deals?
What are OFIs?
Origination fees.
Okay, so we charge a bank fee. The house charges a bank fee. I charge nothing.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to charge a PSF, that is entirely on you. I don't charge PSFs because, in my opinion, and maybe this is going to be my shortcomings and downfall, leave 145 is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or a 140 is enough. Now, I have absolutely no issues putting a fee on the contract for you.
Yeah, I mean,
or to withhold the fee if you want us to with a 75-25.
Mm-hmm.
The house, it will charge you 25%. If you want to charge your own fee, that's also fine. We only ask that the ACH fee plus your fee does not exceed 10%.
Yeah, we're not looking to really charge a fee. I think we have like a doc fee that's, you know, a few hundred bucks, but like I was looking more in the realm of an OFI, like for example, some of the larger lenders we work with will have a 2% OFI. So when you're lending somebody 100K, that OFI will take 2% out of that 100K. The customer only ends up getting 98K of the loan. And as long as you don't have something like that,
so
that's beneficial.
Our fees are different like this. So we do have an official, that's the ACH. So the ACH fees are actually percentage based, but they're dollar based. So, you know, we don't like really making offers under 5K. So anything between $5,000 and $9,000, you know, $999 is going to have a $399 fee. $10,000 to $19,499 fee. $999 is a $599 fee. $50,000 to $99,999 is a $999 fee. $100,000 to $199,999 is a $2,000 fee. $200,000 to $250,000 is a $3,500 fee. $250,000 and up is a $5,000 fee.
Okay. All right. So it's more flat rate.
It's very much flat rate. I mean, you know, and honestly, I'm going to tell you, don't like ever, if we give you like $100,000, $105,000 approval, don't drop it. $95K. So you can save, stick in a little fee of your own. I have unfortunately had to cut off an ISO for doing that. They were always dropping it like under and then covering the difference of the house not getting their fee, but them sticking their own side paper, you know, on the side.
Yeah, I mean, over
that
here.
That would get an ISO cut off.
Yeah, I mean, we're not looking to do anything shady over here. We're really well established and pride ourselves on our integrity and in the relationships that we have, so.
Well, I'm all for that. You guys originally in California, or
I'm a San Diegan. Yeah, I grew up here. My family's from Minnesota. I was born there, but I grew up all my life in San Diego. Went to college at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo in the Central Coast, and now I decided to come back to San Diego. Couldn't live without my city.
Waiting for the opportunity to go back and move back to LA. You know what I realized, though? As long as I want to keep this job, if I don't actually have the option to walk to the underwriter's office and make their life miserable, I will fund probably half. So I have to make a decision. Do I want to fund $1 million and live in LA and possibly live paycheck to paycheck? Mm-hmm. Or do I want to live in Brooklyn, be able to make the underwriter's lives miserable, fund $2 million a month, and be more than comfortable?
Certainly.
You know the cost of living in California. I'm not teaching you anything new by saying it's not cheap. I mean, and my parents live in West Hollywood, you know, so it's not cheap over there.
Yeah, San Diego's certainly not cheap either.
No, it's not. Definitely not. And I have friends who live in Redondo, and they're like, hey, you guys want to, like, consider moving here? I'm like, I can't
afford that. Yeah, my family actually moved away from San Diego because I couldn't afford it, so I'm the only one left from my family here.
I hear that. Listen, if you don't have to leave California, don't.
Yeah.
I had to leave. You know, actually, I left for school, but that was a separate issue. I was an SMC, Santa Monica College dropout. I got bored in class. I'm talking about also growing up in California. I smoked way too much pot.
Yeah, you know, there's a culture out here.
You know, there was a culture out here. I dropped out of school, moved to New York, took a day job, and then whatever.
Yeah,
sorted out also.
Well, you know, it's not like you need schooling to be successful, and then this industry is a good example of that for a lot of people. You know, you could definitely, so long as you just work hard and put your head down, you're good.
Let's be honest. I'm a college dropout. You make a lot more than a lot of college graduates.
Yeah, no, it's simple as that. I mean, we have fresh, you know, sales reps come here, and if they're good at what they do, yeah, they're already at six figures, you know. They're young 25-year-olds, and they didn't go to any extravagant school, but they're making more money than your regular Harvard grab.
One second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Five more minutes. What time are you closing up?
Us?
Oh, okay. No. Well, we close at 6, so it's 6:45 now. One of the guys came in. He's like, "How long are you going to be here? I'm closing up in half an hour."
Oh, okay.
I don't think we're going to be on the phone that long.
Yeah, no. Well, let's talk about you know, kind of what we can do here. You know, I know you mentioned Soraya before, 10 submissions a month. I'm not sure if we can promise that, but what we can tell you is this much.
So I told her, like, and the problem was I already, like, I think I didn't just burn that bridge. I think I freaking blew it up to hell and back.
Mm-hmm.
We're for the lack of better words, we are selective. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to send us quality submissions, let's say you're not going to close 10 deals. You know, better submissions, your closing rate per se for your submissions to your closing rate is good. It doesn't need to be 10 files closing.
I'm okay.
not going to ask you to close 10 files every month. If, you know, you're still closing the bulk of it, or you're telling me, hey, you know, Andy, listen, you offered me 35K, you offered me 55K, and let's be realistic, you offered me 100K. You know, I have a guy who I literally have never offered under $85,000 to. I've not offered him once under $85,000. Every time I call him and say, are we closing? He's like, you're beat out by 40K. So I don't even understand how.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. I'm convinced that he's just...
He's using me for underwriting and
funding it himself.
Yeah. Yep.
My take on him. I actually told him to just stop sending me files. I can't have you get me excited and constantly let me see big number approvals.
Mm-hmm.
And the head underwriter, you know, the head underwriter's name is Zach. Like, I don't get it. Like, he has every file is massive numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer for that. So if you have a good, like, quality of deals, listen, everyone comes across their shit.
I think so.
I've been doing this long enough to know that. Everyone comes across crap files. You submit them in hopes. You don't know that. You know, I had someone I signed up. The guy sent me in the first day 5 submissions. 2 were beautiful files, credit, banks. The other 3, banks were solid. Guys were doing no less than 50K a month. But every last one of these guys defaulted on Lending Club.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get mad at someone. Send files, you don't always know what's going on with it. I get it. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're not just getting started. You know, we know how it works.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I mean, my thought was this. It was, you know, maybe we do a trial month and, you know, just kind of feel each other out and see how, you know, the flow's going. I'm definitely open to start sending some deals your way, especially when it's alongside Everest and Knight, and just kind of seeing where you guys stack up. And I'm all for being transparent, too. I'll let you know. You want to talk about it? Yeah, you know, actually, can you just hold for one quick moment? I have my manager pulling me into something. It'll be no more than a minute.
Okay.
Hey, Andy, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, so the lead sales manager is here, and, you know, he's heard of you before. He was hoping to ask you, like, a few questions for a minute or two. Do you mind if I put him on the phone?
Sure.
Right. Here he is.
Hey, Andy, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
It's not sir, it's just Ruben. I'm doing all right, man. I just had a few quick-fire questions for you. You mind if I kind of shoot from the hip?
No problems. Be blunt,
so,
because I will.
I'm sorry?
I said be blunt, because I will be.
Cool, perfect. So you're similar, you're looking to deals that are similar, like, I would say, it sounds like, B minus to D paper, is that accurate or is that inaccurate?
A minus to C paper.
A minus to C. And would, like, a Knight or Everest be a comparable company to you in what you lend?
No, pretty much. That's what I was telling.
Okay.
Pretty much those are our biggest competitors.
Well, in terms of what makes you unique versus, say, those two players or interesting players in that space, is it industry?
Longer
is it deals?
Terms, I can do longer terms. I can offer larger amounts.
Okay.
So there are funds
can I,
up to 75.
You said something up to 75. What was that?
275 is our max funding. I believe at least Knight, if not Everest as well, will cap out between 200 and 250.
Can I actually just have you, let me kind of, so do you do second and third positions or just first only or?
we do not, like I was telling Grant, don't send me a first position deal because you'll get paid more and get a better offer by a first position funder.
All right, on a
like
second
a
or
first position deal gets declined because of whatever reason. I mean, if you're going to, let's say, you know, someone's not going to fund in California or something like that,
okay,
definitely send it to us.
Okay, second or third position. No, fair enough. And what if you looked at a second or third position, let's say you, I'll give you a standard deal we look at. Standard deal. Company does a few million dollars in sales, has a 100 to 150K balance. They are either a construction company. We do a lot of construction. They're a construction company. Might be like a GC or a stone-based business. And they got decent credit, 650, 680. They just got a large balance. What loan amount are they looking at, and what kind of terms are they traditionally looking at?
So it depends. I mean, is this a person who's like for construction, it's being that it's a higher risk industry, we're not as aggressive on construction. We definitely will always be making offers on them, though. So let's say, so you're saying the guy's doing 300K a month, right?
Yeah.
So as a second position, there's a very good chance you're going to be getting anywhere between 100 to 150K
with about
okay.
130.
Okay. What is your buy rate usually on 6 to 8 month terms?
So our max funding term, max funding is 160 payments.
160, so eight months about.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what is, can you give me a buy rate on?
So it's, so we actually, I mean, I can email, I actually, we did not email the grid in this email that Grant responded to, but you're essentially looking from one point on a 130 to, I prefer to stop at 11 points on a 145. If you want to upsell it to a 149, we pay 13 points on a 149.
Okay, so your buys are low to mid threes. If you can send Grant the pricing grid, low to mid threes, 6 to 8 month terms. Okay. All right. And last question. How is, and I think probably the biggest question potential ISOs ask you, how long does it realistically take a deal to get into to fund? And when docs are sent in, is that deal fully underwritten, or is there a large chance the deal falls apart in funding?
When contracts come back, if it's exactly as we, you know, I mean, you don't write your own contracts. We write the contracts for you. If
correct.
Nothing has changed from when that offer was made, the likelihood of that deal funding is over 90%.
Okay, so, and
if nothing's changed at all, it's 100%. So, you know, you... Oh. Back, our funding ratio is contracts back are 90% funded.
Okay, so
people
there's
run into your issues where there's a dip. They got funded 3 days before us.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about profit and loss and balance sheets destroying a deal. That's what I'm talking about.
That does not happen very often. More than likely, if something were to kill a deal, is if when they're pulling a clear, which they don't pull until contracts come back, like criminal history.
All right,
all
so
find, you know,
criminal history will kill a deal.
Depending what the crime was, yes.
Okay, and we don't do background checks in most of our prior submissions, so you don't do background checks upon funding, you do them upon approvals, you do them upon funding. Okay, good to know.
Do it upon funding, not upon approval.
Ownership requirements, what percentage?
I mean, we had a deal no less than 65-75%.
All right, and last question, this is kind of a weird question, but we do a lot of electronic apps. Do you need both PGs to have a wet, like, signed app, or is an electronic signature acceptable?
App is fine, contract not.
All right, that's fine. Okay. Renewal, do you get paid the net amount or the funding, the full amount? And when does the renewal have?
So renewals are typically not before 65-75%.
Okay.
Depending on the scenario, depending on the term. So let's say on a 140-day deal, you're going to be looking at 75% because it's just going to take longer, and we need the merchant to really net a certain amount on a refi.
Okay.
Where
what do you?
120 days. It could be on at 65 days. But it's you know at each day they're getting that much closer, so
okay.
Not that big of a problem.
What makes a good account for you? What are you looking for on your side of the fence?
So it depends on the SIC. I mean, if you're talking about, you know...
No, as a sales rep, what does a good account, good volume lead towards? Does it lead to? Do you need 5 deals a month, $1 million of business per month? What are the numbers you're looking for from a potential ISO?
So ideally, I was saying, and I actually spoke, I'm not sure if you've spoken to Soraya. I scared her off when I told her that we need 10 deals funded a month.
10 deals funded, okay.
Ideally, we'd like no less than 10. If it doesn't happen, am I going to tell you guys get lost? It would depend. Did you send in 40 submissions and you funded 5 deals? It's kind of like a, between you and me, it's not a good closing ratio.
It's
something that underwriting is going to be like, listen, you know, you need to make sure the time is being used well.
I think we have a good here at Bank of Carter. We have a good idea of who fits what and what programs are good and a good closing ratio. So I can appreciate your frankness. It's okay. That's actually welcome. How long have you been with New Era?
2 years.
2 years. Cool. I assume, were you in the industry beforehand or just...
I was at Pearl Capital.
You're at Pearl. Okay, cool. All right. I think this is really a lot of valuable information. I'll get with Grant. I know you're probably, you guys are probably way ahead of us, so I don't want to take too much of your time. I'm going to pass the phone back, but thanks for answering my questions. I really appreciate it. It's very helpful.
No problems.
Last question for you. How long does it take to get a file approved, and actually how long to generate docs?
So, file is approved, you should have an answer. Very rarely, unless something came up with one of the three underwriters, you will have an approval within 2 hours.
Cool. And docs take how long to generate?
If you get the approval, you will then and be up for docs. She does them as the emails come in. So if emails are coming in, she's literally writing them up as quickly as she can.
If a deal...
You can have it within 3 minutes, you can have it within... 30 minutes.
Okay.
She will get to it. It's literally.
And what time in business is your requirement?
Ideally, no less than 9 months.
Okay.
After nine months in business, there's a very good chance it'll get declined.
Perfect. All right. I'm going to pass you back. Thank you so much for your answering my questions. I appreciate it, Andy.
No problems. You got it.
You got it.
Hey, Andy. It's Grant again.
What's up?
Thanks for taking that. He's one of our top sales reps here and has a lot of experience. So, you know, he's been the one who kind of taught me and definitely has a lot. A lot of good questions to ask. So anyways, though, back to where we were. I'm thinking, we give this month a shot. I'm happy to submit to you guys alongside Everest and Knight every time we do. Like I said, I'm very transparent. I can let you know what other lenders are saying if that's information you'd find helpful. And
here's what I would actually, I love funding every single deal. I understand I'm not going to fund every single deal, and I understand that you're not looking for me to match every single time someone.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you can, let me know. I would appreciate it because I want to, discuss with my underwriters. If I'm going up against Knight at the end of the month, listen, like I was telling you before, we're not hedge fund backed. I don't have a requirement to have X amount of money out on the street. And come the end of the month, we're going to start making stupid offers just to fund crazy numbers for the month. I don't have that requirement. So our underwriting will stay consistent all days of the month.
Okay.
I want to know how far off we are. So, because if we're drastically off, I need to know that. Because, first of all, you're not going to send me any deals anymore. Second of all, I want to understand what the underwriter was thinking when he gave
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
And why someone else was willing to offer so much more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's usually what our lenders, enjoy. They'll enjoy knowing what other people are saying just so that they can have a comparable view. And like I said, especially in the beginning, I'm more than happy to show that just so you guys can get an idea of what's going on. And I'd be happy to provide that information. So would Amy.
Okay, now I'll give you just an example. One of my ISOs sent me a deal. He had an approval from Knight. He had a $41,000 approval, 130 days at, 125 max upsell, 12 points, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he tells me, this is the offer I have from Knight. Underwriting looked at it and said, listen, we actually like the file. We gave the guy $48,140. Them on the offer. We beat them on the term. The only thing is, listen, I'm never going to tell you or anyone you work with or anyone at any ISO shop, you should take less to fund with me.
Mm-hmm.
I know I like making money. I don't know anyone who doesn't. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I'm not going to ask you take less because, you can fund it with me. You're going to get paid more by some of these other companies.
Mm-hmm.
If it falls into like an Everest Platinum package, they also have crazy buy rates.
Yeah.
I can't always compete with them. I very likely will be able to beat out a lot of offers.
Mm-hmm.
And speed is what we do our best and pride ourselves on.
Okay.
You know, I had one deal that unfortunately was a nightmare of a deal. It took since today's Wednesday. We had contracts back Friday. Merchant wasn't available. It went from one queue to another queue because the guy wanted Spanish. And then it came back to English because the guy did Spanish, but he was just lazy the day that one. It funded today. It was this has been my longest deal that it's been set. And I was furious about it because there's no reason a deal shouldn't. If we have contracts back before 11 a.m., more than likely that deal will fund that day. Just keep in mind, not so 11 a.m. my time is 8 a.m. your time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes sense. All right, well, I guess kind of my concluding questions then are, if you have any literature, you know, I'd love it if you could send it over to me, your submission process, if I just email you directly, and, you know.
You know, can you do me a favor? I know you already emailed me. Can you email myself and Leah? She's the one who sent all the emails. She has access to the, you know, the ISO, you know, package. I don't even know where she moved it. She moved it out of my folder.
Mm-hmm.
She's been the one who's been sending all of those emails. You know,
mm-hmm.
you guys are responding to also came from her. It's all, mm-hmm. That part gets handled by her. If you can mm-hmm. email myself and Leah, L-E-A, and newirelending.com, she will send it to you first thing in the morning hour time, which means it'll be in your inbox by the time you come in the morning.
L-E-A at newirelending.com.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I know L-E-A. It sounds a little bit ridiculous with my own ISO packages, but she moved it, and I have no idea what she did with all the folders.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm going to say potential partners in the title. Like I said, you know, let's give this a shot for a month.
Soroya has the package I sent it.
Oh, yeah, that's from a while ago. I bet she could probably dig it up, too, but I'm going to send you this email anyways, and I'm going to copy my fellow credit analyst, Amy, on it.
Hold on, so you know what? Here's what I'll do. I actually found that email, so hang tight.
Okay.
Found the email I sent. Hey, not bad. That'll work. I'm actually going to CC Leah on this also because I need her to make sure I do my job.
Mm-hmm.
I got lucky hiring her. She literally reminds me to eat.
Yeah. Exactly. Good.
I'm not
yes.
sure we did. There was a point in time where we were offering as much as 14 points. That promotion
mm-hmm.
ended. I did not look at the email I'm sent.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just, because I need to make sure that it's not going to tell you that, you know, we're going to pay 14 points because I can't pay you 14 points.
Yeah, you know, that's fine. You know, it really comes down to what's actually in the approval email when we're getting approvals and, you know, a few points missed here or there or whatever it might be. That's, you know, kind of not like the biggest concern of my job. The biggest concern of my job is making sure that
it
funds. Yeah.
I don't like luck.
All right.
The way I was raised, if my mother ever saw me do that, I'd have a lot to answer for.
All right, sounds good. But you have my email. I'll just have you email me now.
I'm sending this all to you. I'm sending you the updated bonus. You want me to send you the standard grid as well, or should I not send that?
I think more information, the better. You know, I'm really trying to learn about you guys, so we can start sending you the correct paper sooner rather than later. You know, don't want to spend too much time trying to figure you guys out. Want to get you guys figured out as soon as possible.
Okay, so I am. Hold on, I lost a response.
No, I don't.
Hang tight.
Yeah.
By the way, just out of curiosity, do you guys ever do you guys syndicate at all or no syndicate?
Yeah, we're trying to really bulk up our syndication portfolio right now. The lender that, you know, I'd say, you know, as things go on, if it proves to be a good partnership, the one lender that we do a lot of stacking with is IBIS. And we've been syndicating a ton on their deals. If we like the paper, we're looking to put in, you know, 10-20% on some deals and try to build out our portfolio.
Okay, so if you want, I can actually include a communication agreement. It's entirely up to you.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of times you won't ask for it on the first email conversation, so I'm just asking if it's something you're interested in.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what this industry, everyone's going to go back. They're going to be more in like the next 10 to 5 years. They'll be more of a product.
All right.
And what people used to do is, they used to go to like Comfort and it'd be like, well, I need to sign those docs.
Okay.
So,
all right, give me 30 seconds. I will have this all in your inbox.
All right, yeah, and so, you know, tomorrow I'll start taking a look at it, and we'll probably end up talking tomorrow then as well.
Okay, awesome. So, just do me one favor. I want to make sure that. I want to make sure you got the email before I actually hung up.
Yeah, I know. You probably want to get out of there. It's 7 o'clock, 7:05, so.
And
dang.
You know what? I married a woman who is more money hungry than me. So she'd rather me work and come home with more money than she's like, I got the kids covered. You just go make them.
All right,
married
sounds
a
good.
Good woman, in short. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, one. Good. That's always good to hear.
So did you get that email? There should be a lot of...
Not quite. Doing a quick send and receive here. Messages received. See it coming in. Andy Stone. July promotion.
Okay.
Cash advance. Here's some information. Yeah, got it all.
Okay.
Yep.
So if you have any questions, you know, let me know. Give me a call. If you can't reach me, email me, because my phone is like my leash. It follows me and is with me everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, if it is something that looks like it makes sense, I will call you at night. I will call you from my cell phone, and I will talk to you about a deal from home, because I do want to make more money. No such thing as enough of it, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I prefer you probably don't, but I probably won't answer it. I'm not really commission-based here. I'm just salaried, so, you know, it's up to me to figure out a home for these guys, not bring them in. But nevertheless, I do appreciate your, you know, willingness to really work hard. That's important for us.
Okay, no problems. I mean, I don't know if my... Does my email actually tell you my cell phone number? Name. It doesn't, but that's fine, because my phone rings to my cell phone anyway. So
is it 302-342-8810?
Yeah, that'll actually ring to my cell phone.
Cool. Perfect. All right, well, I think I got everything I need here. I'm going to take a look over it all, and we'll probably end up talking tomorrow if I have any more questions.
Okay, awesome, definitely. And like I said, if you won't get a hold of me, Leah will answer during the day. Otherwise, shoot me an email. I will respond back like I did to your email today.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Same here. Thank you so much.
All right, bye for now.